It's a Ty Tuesday. Ty Law will be with us at 9 this morning. We are going to get to They Said It in about 15 minutes at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will definitely discuss what Jacoby Brissett said on this radio station yesterday afternoon about being the starter come Sunday. Thursday, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football. They are off this week, but we'll talk to Bill O'Brien on Thursday at 6:45 after a loss. And Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots on this show on Friday. Yes, Curtis?
I wanted to mention this earlier, and I totally forgot. I got an email last night from Kim at Great Dog Rescue New England, who said that there was a very generous donation made in memory of Pudge, where we got him at Great Dog Rescue, from Robert. So I'm wondering if that was Rob on a golf course and the WEEI, it says, and his WEEI friends. So
maybe Robert Kraft?
Maybe. either way, incredibly grateful for that and the great audience of this show.
That's so nice.
Are we going to begin Pudge's Pals soon on this show? I want to.
I have been inundated by groups and rescue organizations that want to jump in.
Same.
I don't know what to say, so I haven't said anything yet. But
I think we should try to launch it maybe on Friday. It sounds like a Friday feature to me.
Love it.
And I think we have a lot of people interested.
Well, that's what Curtis just said.
But I know they reached out to Curtis. I got somebody that reached out to me as well.
No, I think so. We talked about this last week. And the idea would be similar to what we used to do with, what do we call it? Wednesday's Mutt, I think we call it.
I thought you said it was Monday Mutt or something like that.
Monday's Mutt, where we used to bring a dog in, cute and cuddly as they all are. And we would give you the chance to adopt that dog and give that dog a home. And so I think we should try to launch that on Friday, Curtis, if we can.
I would love to, and it was indeed, of course, Rob on a golf course, the most generous guy around.
Great
so
guy.
That stopped me in my tracks yesterday. Thank you, Rob. You are the man.
One of the all-time great Twitch chat participants,
awesome.
Rob on a golf course. Also, Game Dog this morning, talking about the worst lead and the lead do-over segment, which we may launch today.
Okay.
Game Dog said Greg's lead yesterday remains the worst of all time. Essentially, is what they what Game Dog said. So
what was yours yesterday again?
It was
food.
It was the King Charles.
Oh, yes.
Half an avocado for lunch lead. I mean,
he said far worse than that.
I liked it, but I'm fine with that.
I felt like it was a good learning thing.
It certainly stayed with Game Dog, so obviously it had staying power.
All right, Wiggy, your lead this morning.
All right, good morning. So hockey season is upon us. We kind of touched on the expectations that we have for this Bruins team. We got Swayman done, but there's one guy out there who is entering the final year of his contract, and that is Jim Montgomery. And if the team happens to, you know, have another first or second round
collapse,
whatever you want to call, based off of what we see during the regular season, the question becomes, is he the right man for this job? Because we've been discussing this for the past couple of years, especially after Bruce Cassidy went to Vegas and won a Stanley Cup.
Yep.
You have the talent. You obviously have the goaltending. It's when do the Bruins live up to the expectations of their roster and the players on that roster, and what I think a lot of fans look at and go, all right, when you're going to get to another Stanley Cup championship and when you're going to hoist another one? We did it with the Celtics, right? So now it looks like, is this the time for the Bruins, or are we still just like, they're a playoff team, but we don't really see them as a Stanley Cup contender?
Yeah.
And if they don't, where's that leave Jim Montgomery as
What do you think based on, what does he have to accomplish with this team to get a new deal? Is it advancing to the second round? Is it getting through the second round?
You have to have playoff success. And that to me screams getting through the second round and being competitive in that third round. Like, you have to be fighting for a Stanley Cup spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
Reach the Eastern Conference Finals and your job is secure. Yeah, otherwise, you are very much in question.
Yeah, I would agree with that because the talent on this team, you have to look at and go, okay, does this team have talent to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and are they talented enough to win a Stanley Cup? I'm asking you and Chimek and the rest of the room that question.
Like I said earlier, and I stand by it, I think they should be able to get through two rounds of the playoffs. So I don't.
But that wasn't my question. Do you think they have the talent to win a Stanley Cup?
Right now?
Yep.
No. Okay. I don't think. I think they're missing.
I would say yes.
You would say yes?
I would say yes. I think they are talented enough.
They have the talent to win the cup right now.
Yes. Like, I think you can compete with Florida. I think Florida's probably a better team than you, but you can compete with them. You could win the Eastern Conference.
I mean, the question to me, really, if you're asking that, is all Jeremy Swayman. Like, what does a full season look like for Jeremy Swayman? Without the goalie hug.
But isn't it more
is he gonna be able to function without his buddy?
Can we all move forward now, even if a future goaltender and the other goaltender like each other, can we all accept that we should just start one in the playoffs? Can we just be done that conversation forever?
Yes. But Greg, isn't it more about Swayman in the playoffs, right?
Well, that's how you win a Stanley
Cup.
Right,
because the regular season
is a great goaltender. So yes.
When does he have to stand on his head?
That would be during Curtis. Hot goaltender. You need a hot goaltender to win the cup.
I wish we could find one.
And he's looked pretty good in the playoffs when he's gotten his opportunity to play.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have the goalie. It's just, do you have the other pieces? That's why I asked the room this question. You know, do you think this team has enough talent to win a cup?
Hot take, David Pastrnak sets his career high in single season point total.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I like that. Are you going to wager on it?
If I can find a wager for that, I would be happy to.
Okay. All right. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Bruins get it underway tonight. Curtis, a lot of talk about the hurricane this morning so far.
Hopefully everybody's getting prepared on the west coast of Florida.
Could be the worst hurricane to hit Florida in 100 years. And there is a forecaster in Florida, John Morales, who has been on TV for decades. And has seen hurricane after hurricane after hurricane. Yesterday, when giving his forecast, he became very emotional.
What? Yeah.
And so I wanted to play that for you, Curtis, so that you can stand in solidarity with a fellow meteorologist.
It's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped... It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific. Winds, maximum sustained winds are 160 miles per hour. And it is just gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico, where you can imagine the seas are just so incredibly, incredibly hot. Record hot, as you might imagine. You know what's driving that. I don't need to tell you. Global warming, climate change, leading to this and becoming an increasing threat for the Yucatan, including Merida and Progreso and other areas there.
Okay.
I mean, full hard.
Wow.
That was the video I watched that said that the rising temperatures.
Yes. I mean... The poor man, Curtis. Wow. This is...
So, do you remember, we all remember it because we watch it every year, but the coverage as the horrific events of the September 11th unfolded, whether it was Peter Jennings or Matt Lauer and Katie Couric, there was an unflappable nature by those charged with describing the most unimaginable tragedy we could ever witness, seeing people die immediately crashing into a twin tower. And they didn't break down. Because their job is to inform, not make the public panic.
Right.
Like, this is why this new world of these, like, clips, like, it's okay. It's an awful storm. It's deadly. I wish it never happened in a million years. But your job is to not be a puddle. Your job is to inform so that people listen and change their path of their... evacuation so they can save their life.
Oh, but everybody can't help it.
Yeah, everybody's emotions different. Yeah. Top five most emotional
weather people?
No, people in general.
Me.
That guy, LB. Rich Keefe when Michael Hawley left.
Yes.
Or Will Fleming when Joe Castiglione walked away. Very emotional.
I'm saying goodbye.
I think I mocked Will Fleming, if I remember correctly.
I mean,
beautiful words by a beautiful man.
That never will stop.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
I mean, people get the emotion.
I get emotional.
I mean, but the man is crying over a weather forecast.
No, listen,
that's supposed to be devastating. Okay. So who knows? Does he have family members there?
I agree with Curtis. Like, all he's doing is panicking people.
Yeah, but
I mean, we have a big blizzard coming. You don't see Reiner blubbering on the air about it.
Right.
Like, I mean, he's delivering the facts.
He can't. Maybe some people just can't control their emotions. We love our beloved LB, but LB broke down.
That's a field.
I mean, literally broke down, and we didn't see it coming.
That's a field where you probably should. That and a pilot. I would like you to control your emotions.
Pilot, definitely.
I mean, also, don't you feel the same way about surgeon? Like, imagine if you're about to get an organ removed, and the poor man is bawling his eyes out while he's doing it.
He's passionate. He's good. That's somebody that I want operating on me. He's passionate about things like that. I mean, like I said, look at Will. You talked about that with Will Fleming, you know?
Yeah.
Joey C is going away.
And you've never had that feeling where, like, you can't even stop the tears? Like, it's in your throat?
Yeah.
Happened to me.
I mean, I cried. I went when Pudge died. I couldn't talk, but I wasn't talking about a moment that was going to change the shape of people's lives.
It has dropped. It has dropped 50 millibars. In 10 hours.
Wow.
I apologize. This is just horrific.
Oh, the poor man.
And I have a list here.
50 millibars seems like a lot.
The lowest pressures on record in the Atlantic Basin based on millibar numbers. Number one was in 2005. Number two, 1988. Number three, 1935. Number four, 2005. Number five, 1980. Number seven, 1969. Right.
What's the most millibars, Curtis, though?
It's infinite.
Okay.
I don't even know what I couldn't tell you what a millibar was. I just don't go to them anymore.
Well, that was emotional when he said 50 millibars. He was
All right. Well, those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports next.
What time's the redo?
That'll be 9:30.
All right.
Have you picked what you think is?
Is it up to us to pick or?
I don't know. How do you think we do it? Put a poll up. I think we should put a poll up.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know
Get a poll in Twitch.
Yeah,
poll on social media for the show.
Oh, I wonder who's gonna lose.
A poll on Instagram. We could do one on the show Instagram.
Yours was good.
Yeah. I agree. I loved mine.
How are we doing on followers on the gram, by the way?
We're doing pretty well. I mean, we could always improve.
Are we over 10,000?
We're over 10,000. Yeah. We're very close to 20,000 now. We're 200 followers away from 20,000.
Oh, thank you to you incredible people who have followed this show on Instagram. The Greg Hill Show, WEEI. Thank you. And maybe we'll put a poll up there and put one up in the Twitch chat and all the other places for worse lead.
Sure.
Don't worry, Queen.
I'm not worried. I refuse to pick another one. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, really?
Mine was damn good.
Yeah, I thought it was a good lead.
Yep.
I really did. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Chiefs beat the Saints in Monday Night Football 26-13. Patrick Mahomes completed 28 of 39 passes for 331 yards and an interception. On the other side, Derek Carr went out with an oblique injury. He is set to undergo an MRI today. Rashee Rice needs an LCL repair. He's expected to miss the remainder of the season for the Chiefs. The Bruins kick off their season tonight in Florida against the Panthers. Puck drop is at 7. Now, Jeremy Swayman has signed on the dotted line, but he missed training camp, so fans were not expecting to see him in goal tonight for the opener. Jim Montgomery talked to reporters yesterday about that. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know. He's a potential goalie tomorrow night.
That's
undecided. We're undecided.
Jabril Peppers was in court yesterday facing assault, strangulation, and drug charges stemming from last weekend. He pled not guilty. We'll get to more of that in the news. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. 4 hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 48 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 63. And Greg, when you call it quits, I will cry.
Oh, Curtis. I was actually wondering about that.
I will be running into the studio, but crying, and I will just say, those are beautiful words by a big man.
I am going.
Yeah, but you can't cry, though, Curtis. You already got on Will Fleming for crying.
Well, the mood's going to hit.
Can't do it now.
I don't know. I get very emotional. Who's cutting
beautiful words
here?
By a beautiful man.
Real men cry.
Oh, I cry every day, especially when I look in the mirror.
I am going to do it the same way Joe did. I am going to say, without prior approval from the Red Sox or anybody else, that I am handing the baton of this show to Chris Curtis. That is what I'm going
to
do.
Well, your lips to God's ears.
Can you believe this?
Okay. We got to take a break.
Beautiful words.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back with They Said It next.